It's time for our Bahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Bahuska Huskies, Joe Tillman. Bahuska 0-2 after a loss to Morrison this past Friday. It was actually Bahuska's home opener after having to play that Kellyville game on the road back in late August. Coach Tillman, we talked about it last week, but obviously Morrison, a heck of a program in Class A.
Yeah, just traditionally, they've always answered the bell. I have a lot of respect for that program, as we had talked about, and you know, they're very well coached. They got tough kids. They're strong kids, disciplined kids, and the program just has a culture. And we got a good taste of that Friday. Was really pleased with the way we came out and executed. Got a couple of first downs. Ran out of downs. Punted the ball. But it's a 6-0 game with 6 minutes to go in the first half, and we had 3 turnovers. And good football teams capitalized on turnovers. They scored on all 3 of them, so the halftime score is down 26-0. So you can't do that to good football teams. They're very physical up front. We're very, very young. We suited up 21 kids Friday night, and we started 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores on the offensive line. And, you know, we're just going through some growing pains right now. Still looking for an identity. That didn't get much production from the offensive backfield. And it just all starts with blocking up front. We got to be able to do that, but we're awfully young. And so we'll get ready to go play next week in Dewey.
Yeah. Where we are. Yeah, the tough schedule kind of continues for you guys. Obviously, Dewey, good ball club, just picked up their first win in a blowout against Nowata last week. Lost to a very good Adair team in the first week of action, 0 week, a couple of weeks ago. And Tyler Cade's club returning a lot of their guys from a team that went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I already watched the film, the Adair film. And then Adair's a fine football team. And you know, it was like 2 different teams. You watch Dewey against Nowata, and Nowata looks like they're in a rebuilding process as well. But, you know, Dewey, a lot of respect for Coach and their program, very physical up front. Their offensive line, I'm going to guess, is averaging around 250. Got the two big tackles up there, the quarterback with a lot of experience, 190, 195-pound quarterback that is not afraid to stick his nose up in there and gain what he can. They come out in multiple sets, do a lot of GTs, powers. And, again, they throw the ball. I figure they're going to throw it probably 40% of the time, run it the other 60%. And on defense, they line up and come after you. You know, they're a good football team, and they're a hungry football team, and they're coming off this big win. And we're gonna be a little short this week, Evan. A little disappointed in our football team, the way they responded after Morrison. Saturday's practice attendance was down. We have a mandatory Saturday practice, and I think we had 18 kids show up. And then Monday it got worse, where I had 14 kids show up. And so had to make some tough decisions, Evan. And we may show up at Dewey this week with 17 kids in pads. And, you know, you take on a team like Dewey, who's a powerhouse in 3A, and that's where they're heading, and it's not good. And, I'm young. And my 2 starting defensive tackles this week will probably weigh 140 and 150 pounds. And that's just how it is. But those are kids that show up. They're committed to the football team. And there's other positions. I'm going to start a safety this week, Evan, that's 80 pounds. Strong safety, Wayne Cosby. And he's going to start at safety because he shows up. He comes, he doesn't miss. And he's going to be rewarded. I guess it's a reward. I'm trying to tell him it's a reward. But these are all freshmen and sophomores that I'm talking about. And so it's difficult right now for us. And the commitment level of this football team has got to change for us to be successful. In the lower ranks, it's coming up. Our freshmen and sophomores are good, but we have almost 40 kids in our 7th and 8th grade, 2 classes. 7th and 8th grade. So, but we're in a major rebuilding process right now.
And you talked about this during the offseason as well, and kind of goes into what you were just saying, that it's about, instilling, what you expect out of your guys from a young age and what you want Bahuska football to become as far as a program is concerned. And, if you set that principle up early, then those 7th and 8th graders that you're talking about, they'll kind of have an idea of what you expect when they actually get up there.
Yeah, I coached those little kids when they were in grade school, and they're very competitive. They win a lot at everything they do, whether it's track, basketball, football, good kids. And the numbers are where you want them to be. But you know, my focus right now is this football team that we have here. And, in reality, Evan, you look at it, we're a JV team. Now, we should be, what we have as a high school varsity team is a JV team. I start two seniors, and I start no juniors. And other than that, it's all sophomore and freshman. So, yeah, it's tough, but that's the hand we're dealt. We're in for it for the long run. We're in for it for the good fight. But I owe it to myself, too, to not get any of my kids hurt. And they're young. And we go up the way. I mean, our toughest part of the year is coming in front of us. We got teams like Dewey, Hominy, Chisholm, Ader. Alva and Hennessy, big, brutal teams that are going to have 50, 55, 60 kids on the sideline. And that concerns me as a head coach. So I've got to be very protective, but, we also got to play. I mean, we're in. So those are the decisions that I have to make. And going forward, we need kids committed to the program that are going to show up and do the right things on and off the field and in the classroom.
Pawhuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Once again, the Huskies going to be at Dewey coming up on a Friday night matchup with the Bulldoggers in an Osage County and Washington County little rivalry there. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thanks, Evan. Talk to you soon.